Welcome to After the Game, our usual post-game feature of Saugatuck High football broadcast on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com as we go beyond the final score and take a look at how this game went. Saugatuck Indians have defeated the visiting Fenville Blackhawks on Friday night, 42-7. Head coach, athletic director Bill Dunn of the Indians. Scoreboard may not have reflected the actual way this game went because Fenville did do some things well, kept your team down. But they shot themselves in the foot too often. Three turnovers turned into three touchdowns for Alex Segovia.
Yeah, and that's been our MO all year long, is the ability to create turnovers and take advantage of those. But, yeah, give Fenville, their kids, their coaching staff a lot of credit, those kids. And I said in the pregame, they were going to play physical. They were going to play with a lot of emotion. They played hard from start to finish. And that's a credit to their kids and coaching staff.
The way this game, the intensity of this game was to a certain extent why we saw a plethora of penalties on both sides tonight?
Yes, a lot of unsportsmanlike penalties and 15-yarders that, we're generally not accustomed to. But they happened on both sides, and, with the emotion of the game, you expect a little bit of that, but I think the referees did a pretty good job of keeping everything in check.
That one penalty of blocking below the waist in the third quarter that wiped out a Fenville first down, I thought really turned the tide because they had just gotten the touchdown, and they held you on downs, three and out. If they moved the ball a little bit further, we might be talking a different ball game tonight.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate penalty for them, but it is what it is, and we saw that on the sideline actually right away. So good call by the official in our mind. If they could have taken advantage of that opportunity first down, things could have been a little bit different.
Segovia gets the headlines. Three touchdowns, the final run, a nice 75-yarder, but he also had an interception as well, played a good two-way game.
Oh, he's an incredible athlete, not big in size physically, but huge in stature and heart. And he's a multi-dimensional player, special teams, defensively, offensively. If he gets any green space in front of him, he's got great speed and vision. He can take it to the end zone.
This game was punctuated by plays from Alex Anschutz. He takes the opening kickoff back 80-some yards for a touchdown, and he goes through the line on the last play of the scrimmage to stop Leonard from scoring the touchdown to end the game. And Alex has been a very underrated performer for the Indians.
I love Alex Anschutz, his work ethic, his desire, his passion for the game. And again, another multi-dimensional player, special teams defensively and offensively. And for us to be a good team, we need kids like that. And Alex is the prototype of a great work ethic and success that follows with that.
Bill, during my call of the game, I talked about one player that is flying under the radar this season. I thought he's done a good job, especially offensively, and that's Terron Holmes. You've asked him to do a lot at the right tackle position, and he's really stepped up big time.
Terron has progressively gotten better each and every week. He knows, as well as I know, that he has a long ways to go, but he has made tremendous strides in his ability to play offensive tackle, and we're very pleased and happy for that. But we do expect a lot more, but he's done a tremendous job so far throughout the year.
All right, let's still look more on the overall thing. The report card is 6-1, guaranteed state playoff berth after missing out last year. Another box ticked off, shall we say? Not angry ticked off, but checked off for the Indians in terms of goals for this year?
Absolutely. Our goal was to win another league championship, get in the playoffs, and get that second season to see what kind of program we have, what kind of team we have. It's very satisfying, and I'm happy for the kids. I mean, two communities that are very close in Saugatuck and Fenville, and to get that sixth win against your neighboring rival is pretty special for our kids, and I'm happy for them.
And finally, take a break, enjoy the win tonight, but then the Bangor Vikings, last home game here. Again, focus on this game coming up instead of looking 2 weeks down the road to a possible division championship game in Goebbels.
Yep, 1 week at a time. Bangor, again, has, just like Fenville, they've got size, they've got speed, they've got athletes. They're going to spread it out and try to throw the ball. So again, we got a different kind of offense we got to prepare for, but we got to play well to beat them.
Head Coach Bill Dunn, congratulations on a 42-7 victory over Fenville. We'll talk to you before the Bangor game, which will carry on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com next Friday night at 6:40. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, sir.